What are you planning to teach this time around?
They have a number of projects they want me to do. There's different styles of rose mulling, so we'll be doing, over the course of the time, three different styles. There's a beginner class with a telemark project, and also a beginner class with an oost project. And then there's two other oost pieces and a Gudbrandsdal piece.
You'll be painting on plates the whole time?
No, these are different projects. One's a wooden bowl, one's a scissors holder. They're all made out of wood, which rose mulling typically is painted on. The Gudbrandsdal is on a mango board, and then the oost is on a pedestal bowl and also a octagon tray.
What are some of the differences in styles?
Well, rose mulling all involves scrolls and flowers, and the flowers are stylized fantasy flowers. They're taken from nature, but they won't be painted exactly like nature. Each style varies a little, maybe in the colors, in certain flowers, in the way they do the scrolls. Like, for instance, oost is from the West Coast, and it's very bright colors and looks fairly simple, but it's harder to paint than it looks. Telemark is very free-form, a lot of fine line work and details. And the Gudbrandsdal is taken after the wood carving, the acanthus carving, so the leaves look like they turn over or curl or are folded over.
What else to tell about these classes that you'll be teaching?
Well, I usually go into a little bit of the history of that style, the elements of that style, what makes it different from some of the others. We go through paint and color mixing, brushes, especially how to handle the brush, the techniques involved in painting these different projects, because some styles you might use different brushes from another style. So we get into all those things.
You mentioned that these styles are from different regions of the country. How did they evolve? Was it something that's developed over time by a number of different artists or families, or how did they come about?
Well, I believe a lot of people traveled. There were painters that traveled from one area to the other, and that's how they made their living. So sometimes you can't be too strict in categorizing, because someone from one area might have brought some influence from another. But pretty much they developed different characteristics, which also, it's interesting, they go along with the woodworking, the textiles, the bunads, or the costumes of the area. For instance, Telemark is very freestyle and fine line work, lyrical. Their bunads are very detailed and a lot of work in them, which kind of, again, goes the same way. Their music is more lyrical and flowing. And like, say, for instance, a Hallingdal area, which is almost opposite, is very bold and strong and more simplified, which also goes along with their music, and their bunads are beaded across the top and more geometric, so more bold again. So there's different ways of interpreting depending on the area. And all rose mulling is taken after the acanthus vine, which grew all over. So the scrolls kind of imitate that vine.
I see. Okay. Different interpretations on that vine then.
Right.
Okay.
And you see that in other arts across Europe and even in Japan, too, because the vine grew there.